This is the Dallas Morning News.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Wednesday, March 6th. It will be cloudy, but a bit warm today. The high will be 81. Those clouds will linger into the evening with a low dipping to 61, and then they'll stick around overnight with a near 100% chance of rain and thunderstorms tomorrow. Here are today's headlines. U.S. Representative Colin Allred of Dallas claimed victory Tuesday night in the Texas Democratic primary for U.S. Senate after his closest competition in the race, State Senator Roland Gutierrez of San Antonio, conceded. With 51% of polling locations reporting as of 10 p.m. last night, Allred had won more than 60% of the vote. Gutierrez had 17%. Avoiding a May runoff allows Allred to focus exclusively on a November contest against incumbent U.S. Senator Ted Cruz, whom national Democrats see as one of this cycle's most vulnerable Senate Republicans. Allred looked like a candidate in general election mode throughout the primary, concentrating his rhetorical fire on Cruz and largely ignoring the other Democrats vying for the nomination. He touted his ability to work with Republicans to find middle ground and bring home significant projects for Texans, arguing that's the best approach to beating Cruz in November. Gutierrez criticized Allred's emphasis on compromise as wishy-washy happy talk, not suited to the hardball of today's partisan battles. Gutierrez campaigned as a principled warrior who would unapologetically take the fight to Republicans and beat them. Allred's victory shows Texas Democrats responded to his more centrist pitch. Texas has not elected a Democrat to the U.S. Senate in more than 30 years. But the party's hopes are high after Cruz's narrow 2018 victory over former U.S. Representative Beto O'Rourke. Next, the incumbent sheriff and her predecessor appeared to be headed for a runoff election after none of the crowded field of Democratic candidates for Dallas County Sheriff was on track to win a majority of votes late Tuesday, according to preliminary vote totals. Marion Brown led the Democratic ticket by about 10 percentage points, followed by her former boss, Lupe Valdez. The pair are among five candidates vying to be the top elected official overseeing the county law enforcement fleet and jail. A batch of results was released just before 9 last night, showing Brown with 46% of the vote and Valdez trailing with 36%. The latest election results can be found at dallasnews.com/election results. And resigning Dallas City Manager T.C. Broadnax is in the running to become Austin's next city manager. Austin Mayor Kirk Watson announced Tuesday in a post on the Austin City Council's public message board that Broadnax is a finalist for the job, along with Denton City Manager Sarah Hensley and Kansas City, Missouri City Manager Brian Platt. Watson said all three will be in Austin meeting city staff on March 25th and take part in a community town hall that night. The candidates will be interviewed by the City Council on March 26th. Additional interviews could happen on April 1st, and a council vote to start negotiating a contract with one of the candidates could happen as soon as April 2nd. Broadnax declined comment Tuesday about being named a finalist for the Austin City Manager job. The Austin City Council was scheduled Tuesday to discuss candidates in executive session. Watson said in a March 1st message board post that 39 people applied for the job. Broadnax being named a finalist for the Austin job comes nearly 2 weeks after his resignation was announced for the same job in Dallas. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit dallasnews.com. And of course, for the latest election results, go to dallasnews.com/election results. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.